USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says an economic recovery is coming a little sooner than he thought. Speaking at a medical products company in Maine, the president says the stock market and jobs are booming.
It's amazing. So we absolutely shattered expectations, and this is the largest monthly jobs increase in American history. Americans, think of that. That's a long time, right?
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is bracing residents for a natural disaster that could hit the city this weekend.
Pay attention. Get yourselves ready. Prepare for rain. Gather your supplies.
Tropical storm Cristobal is heading for Mexico but could regain force in the Gulf and reach Louisiana as early as Sunday. The mayor lifting parking restrictions so people can seek higher ground and adding New Orleans will survive the storm like it has so many times before. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Protests over the death of George Floyd are expected to continue over the weekend. FBI Director Christopher Wray saying peaceful protests are okay, but rioting and looting distracts from the message.
We're seeing people who are exploiting this situation to pursue violent extremist agendas, anarchists like Antifa and other agitators.
The mayor of Washington, D.C. is asking President Trump to remove from the city the troops and federal law enforcement officers who are there as part of the beefed-up security efforts because of the George Floyd protests. Members of the Utah National Guard are being kicked out of their Washington, D.C. hotel rooms, and Utah Senator Mike Lee isn't too happy.
They're being evicted. If the office of the mayor of the city of Washington has ended their contract with the Marriott Marquis Hotel, they'll get off at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and I'm told at that point they'll have to go gather their things and go find another place to stay.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a viral video of Buffalo police officers shoving an elderly man troubles him. Cuomo went on to criticize the officers after they walked past a man who was bleeding from the head after he hit the concrete. The two officers have been suspended without pay, and an investigation is underway. Rockstar Don Henley is fighting current copyright laws, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Eagles songwriter Don Henley has now urged Congress to take it to the limit to protect artists against online pirating, wading into a copyright fight pitting Hollywood and the recording industry against big tech platforms like Google's YouTube. The blockbuster hitmaker of the 1970s testified online from his home before a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee weighing possible changes to a 1998 copyright law. The law allows holders of copyrighted material to formally ask parties they believe to have taken their content without permission to remove it. Then the parties have time to dispute the claim. If they comply promptly with the request, there are zero legal consequences currently. Otherwise, they may be subject to criminal penalties. Henley said the law is weak and needs to be changed to make it more effective in stopping online piracy. Henley called the copyright law a relic of a MySpace era in a TikTok world.
Remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.